CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Intelligence failure, over and over again since the attack October 7th, that has been either a direct remark or an inferred remark of analysis of what went wrong. I welcome George Friedman. He is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend, Intelligence Failure. George and I are old enough to remember the intelligence failure of 9/11, and now we have the intelligence failure, so-called, of October 7th. Going back some decades, we have the intelligence failure of Pearl Harbor. George, a very good evening to you. Intelligence failure is part of the name of what happens when you gather intelligence. You miss things or you don't see things going back. What right now constitutes your understanding of what was missed, what could have been gathered, what never could have been gathered on October 7th? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think the most important thing that was missed is the weapons that were being stockpiled with Hamas. Those weapons had to come from somewhere. It was built somewhere and had to cross the path to get there. So people worry about money and things like that. From my point of view, that's not the key. The key is, how did the Hamas stockpile the weapons they did, and how did it happen that no one noticed it? And by that, I don't mean just the Israelis. A lot of the Arab states did not want to see this at all. And I suspect the weapons are passing through those Arab states. So everybody missed it in some way, because essentially you're not looking for it. Because you're not looking for it, you're not saying, okay, where is 9/11 going to happen? You don't have the right questions to ask. Intelligence failure is part of intelligence.
We come to those weapons. There have been reports, one pickup truck in particular, that there were small arms from North Korea manufacturer, and that there were shaped charges, IEDs, and that lot that could be linked in some fashion to the same shaped charges we saw in Iraq. That would suggest other bad actors in the region. Is that helpful after the fact to identify those weapons, or is the barn door open, the horses fled?
Well, when you do a shaped charge, there's not too many different ways to do it. There are some subtle differences there, but they're shaped charges. And the same with any other weapon system that you have. I mean, you say that it's similar to what North Korea did. Well, most of these weapons are similar to what North Korea would have done, or the United States would have built, and so on. So that doesn't point to who the bad actor was. It does raise the question of why there was not more intense watching. And the answer is because in order to really watch, you have to expect something, and nobody expected it.
Questions to be asked. Good questions don't need answers. They're really good questions. Before the 9/11 attack, you and I talked before the 9/11 attack about the attack in Aden Harbor against USS Cole that had happened in October of 2000. This is back nearly a quarter century, George, but what about the Cole, in retrospect, tells us that we could have anticipated a larger attack in the United States?
Well, firstly, we weren't clear who was doing the attacking. But it was absolutely right that their attack took place in an American ship. But no way could you draw the conclusion that they were going to attack New York City. And this is the problem. You can draw the conclusion that anything can happen from that. And you only have so much resources. And you're not going to be able to tell. So yes, they hit the Cole. And yes, it turned out they wanted to hit New York City. But how could you know that? And how much resources do you have to follow, watch?
Signals intelligence, human intelligence. Back for the war on terror after the 9/11 attack, we were told that human intelligence was missing, was not in place. There were not sympathetic voices that can convey the plot that we now know was constructed by Al-Qaeda. Does signals intelligence, the satellites, the listening devices, does that make up for the lack of human intelligence? Would that have helped here in the October 7th attack?
Well, people speak of signals intelligence, satellites, as if they were just very clear to read. When you're taking a picture from, say, 500-600 miles up through the atmosphere, you get a sense of something, but you really don't, it's not nearly as precise as people think. And this is a problem with people thinking about intelligence. They expect a level of precision that isn't there. So the satellite picked it up. Yeah, but what was it, two garbage trucks or what in the world? And this is a thing that has to be understood. Intelligence on the level that the Israelis were facing is an extremely difficult and telling job in the sense that you will be wrong. So it's basically, as you started, the nature of intelligence is intelligence failure. It is not a perfect thing. As for humans, well, then the humans have to have knowledge of what they're looking at.
Confirmation bias that preys on all of us in all decision-making, defined as to search for or favor information that confirms our prior beliefs, what we believe. The Israelis' confirmation bias was the U.S. confirmation bias. We were looking for a peaceful Hamas. I'm not quite sure what it looked like in this instance.
Well, I mean, we assumed that there was no evidence that there was a major attack being planned. There hadn't been one for a very long time. From the point of view of many people, there was no reason for one. And so it's not that they weren't watching and watching, but they weren't interpreting it in terms of attacks. Like Pearl Harbor. I mean, we said it was intelligence failure. Nobody expected an attack at Pearl Harbor. It took place. Then we blamed everybody else. That's the way that goes.
Learning from this, the road forward, you identify really good questions to ask. What are really good questions? Or just one or two that you've come across in these days since the attack?
The most important thing you do is to think about potential enemies and ask if they have the motivation and the capability to strike. Motivation means a lot of them are going to be killed. Are they prepared to do that? The ability to strike means to have the weapons. You must begin by asking the question, who has the motivation to do this? And that's not something you'll find in a spy satellite. It's something you have to reason.
Well, to fill in the blank, Hezbollah is said to have the motivation. Iran is said to have the motivation. Does that mean we should be asking questions about Tehran and Beirut? Is that what they're, can we presume they're doing that now, asking hard questions?
Well, the first thing is to ignore people who claim to know what this country or that organization is going to do or what it wants to do. Unless they're sitting inside that organization talking to the leadership, they have no idea. So there's obviously people you'll blame. Iran. You don't know that Iran has done that. Nobody knows that Iran has given the money. But you'll go in there and you'll claim that you know. It's a useful way to begin thinking about things, to think about who might be intending to do something. But it doesn't really take you to the answer, are they doing something, until you get in there. And that's very hard.
George Friedman is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, Intelligence Failure, Questions to be Asked. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.